I'm going to tell you another story about a road trip. It isn't exactly that, but you'll find out at the end why it's called the End of Innocence. It was really a long, long trip from Chicago to northern Wisconsin by automobile, much longer for my parents than for I, as I have realized now that I have had children. But when we got to Bill Lewain's resort on the shore of beautiful Lake Viola, why, it was great. Those cabins had some features that I wished we could have had at home. For example, there was the outhouse out behind the cabin. What a terrific water-saving device. Why hadn't somebody thought of that before? Then there was the icebox, which usually resided on the front porch of the cabin. Every few days, Bill Lewain would come around with his pony cart carrying those huge blocks of ice. He'd take his ice tongs, grab one of those blocks of ice, and literally throw it into the top of our icebox. Then he'd sit down with my father and a beer to celebrate his labors. And I could take an ice pick and chop slivers of ice off the block to put into grape soda, which was my favorite at the time. Life was good. Nothing could go wrong. In the winter, when Lake Viola was frozen tight, Bill Lewain would go out onto the surface of the ice. He would drill and chop and saw out those huge chunks of ice. Then they'd be dragged up the hill to the ice house, where they were stored in sawdust, which was such a good insulator that they would still be frozen when we got there months later for our vacation. The ice house was a good place to play. It was always cool there, even on the hottest day of the year. And you could dig for worms there. For worms, whatever a small boy might want worms for. At any rate, it was a wonderful place, and it was very true that life was good. Nothing could go wrong. Another thing I remember doing was going with my mother to get eggs from the egg lady. I remember walking down a dusty dirt road in the Wisconsin woods. I remember holding my hand up to hold my mother's hand. I must have been very small at the time. I remember the tree limbs overhead forming a leafy bower and dancing sunspots filtering through the leaves into the dust, and I will admit, kicking up some dust myself sometimes. Then when we got to the egg lady's house, it was a white clapboard house in the middle of the woods, and there was this good smell. I thought at first it was the smell of the egg lady. I realized later it was the smell of the chickens, but it was a good smell, because the egg lady was always good to me. She always had a glass of cool well water and a warm smile for a small boy. Then, on the way home, I got to carry the eggs, at least part of the way. Life was good. Nothing could go wrong. Another thing I liked to do was to go fishing with the men. Imagine a small boy being allowed, being asked, even being encouraged to go fishing with the men. Oh, the women could come too, but they didn't seem to get the joy out of fishing that the men did. I thought they liked to go shopping better, something which I have never understood. At any rate, the best time to go fishing was after dinner, but you had to get out quickly into your boat, into that smooth lake. The surface of the lake would be so smooth, and there'd be bugs jumping up out of the lake. I don't know why they were doing it, because there'd be birds that would come down and snap them up, and bats would glide down on silent wings and gobble them down. And then the sky would turn colors with reds and yellows, and even a flash of green sometimes. And then the blues deepening into grays, and the purples deepening into black. And then we look up, and we see the stars. First star, I see it. There it is. First star. Look, one. There it is. Two, three, four, five. And I would count the stars until they came out so quickly that I would lose count and be lost in their glory. And then the lights would start to come on around the rim of the lake. It was like a string of pearls were strewn all about us. Life was good. Nothing could go wrong. It was 1950 when we went on vacation in our 1948 Ford. And the day I want to tell you about was the worst day of the year. That awful day. That day that you dread all through the year. It's the day that you have to come home from vacation. My father was driving the 1948 Ford, his Ford that he was so proud of. It was the first new car that he had ever had. And, you know, most of our cars, you always had to coast downhill because my father thought it cooled the radiator. But with the 1948 Ford, you didn't have to do that. And we were going along on that two-lane road, I think it was Highway 14, which is at the boundary between Wisconsin and Minnesota at that point, right along the St. Croix River, on that two-lane road at about 65 miles an hour in a chain of cars all going that way. There was pools of water alongside the road that I thought were in their accustomed place. Actually, we learned later that there had been a flash flood overnight. Some of the water had drained away, but those pools remained. And we were driving along there. Up ahead, there was a man leading a bull, which bull had escaped from its pen because of the flash flood. And the car ahead of us went past that man and the bull, and it went whoosh, as cars are likely to do. And it scared the bull. He thought he was in danger, and he was. And he decided to run, and he ran out into the road right in front of the 1948 Ford, and we hit him. Pow! Ah, we were lucky in those days before seatbelts that none of us were injured. The bull was not so lucky. The bull had to be shot, I understand, which was not at all funny for him, but probably was for the best. We learned later the really bad news. The 1948 Ford was also shot, as they say. When my father called the insurance agent, then we got the really bad news because the insurance company declined to cover the cost of the accident since, because of the flash flood and the bull getting loose, they considered it to be an act of God. And they did not wish to be responsible for the activities of the Creator. That's when I learned that life is not always good. Things do not always go right, even on vacation. It was the end of innocence.